So they are telling Pharaoh. We better obey this God of ours. Because if we don't, he's likely to bring plagues or even a sword. There will be punishment, there are consequences. Now, I want to ask you the question, do you believe there are consequences in not obeying God? Or do you believe that as long as you worship on Sunday, if you are not obeying him in your place of work, if you are not leading according to his dictates, there's nothing he can do. What can he do? Atadu? Hey, Aaron and Moses believe there is something God can do if we do not do what he wants us to do. And sometimes the problem is not the team. The problem is not the board. The problem is that the leader himself does not fear God. And once they know that the leader doesn't fear God, then all these claims about God involved, about prayer before the meeting, praying at the end of the meeting, people know it is drama. It doesn't mean much. Because your God is powerless. You don't even fear him. I think it's better not to say you are a Christian than to say you are a Christian and live as if God does not matter. You know, it's important to ask yourself, do you realize that the moment you say you are a Kenyan and you are abroad, then behave in a certain way. People have never seen Kenyans. They assume that is how Kenyans are. Similarly, when you say you are a Christian or you believe in God and behave in a certain way, people will believe that that's the way God wants people to behave. And if you say you are, as a leader, you fear God, you had better show that you believe there are consequences.